PMM 531. Very disturbing documentary which has been released in the last few days regarding the process around uplifting children from their mothers.
Yes, The Stolen Generation. It's a very, very powerful investigative story by newsroom.co.nz. And like you said, it's about Oranga Tamariki and the process and the system that it has in taking children who they deem unfit to be taken care of by their biological parents. So this documentary has been shared. Man, I haven't seen an investigative news story being shared or talked about amongst, you know, Pacific Islanders as much as this story has been. And reporter, investigative editor Melanie Reed follows the battle of this young mother and her whānau in Hawke's Bay against Oranga Tamariki and the family court and police. So to give you a little bit of context, her first child was uplifted by Oranga Tamariki in hospital while she was alone and was taken from her, and she didn't find out till the next day because she wondered where did her baby go. I think she thought that maybe the nurses or someone from the hospital had taken baby somewhere for, you know, something health related, but she found out the next day that her child was taken by Oranga Tamariki. And so she's just had her second child, and in this investigative piece, the whānau are seen, and the midwives are seen there protecting her and guarding her because they know that Oranga Tamariki will come and uplift her second baby as well. And the story is very powerful because everything is documented on camera, even when the journalist who's covering the story isn't in the hospital. The family are filming it to have everything documented. And she's got very strong midwife support, very strong whānau support. But the system just seems to want to take the baby, apparently because of a domestic violence case that she isn't direct. It wasn't directly her. It was a domestic violence case by affiliation. So probably somebody that she knows or somebody in the wider extended family, you know, linked to a case of domestic violence and therefore made her, you know, in Oranga Tamariki's books, unfit to be the mother to her children. If you're not too sure about who Oranga Tamariki is, it's the old SIFs. So it's the same organisation, just rebranded, funnily enough, taken up a Māori name to sort of embody its new approach, you know, to children and family. And a lot of people have been criticising it, saying, you know, take up a Māori name, yet those are the people that you prey on the most. And just to give you a little bit of background, 3 Māori babies a week are uplifted from their mothers. And in the last year, around just over 280 babies were taken into care, and 70% of those babies were Māori and Pacific, which is huge. And this documentary unveils, or this investigative news piece unveils, the horror and the ugly truth to what happens behind closed doors, because obviously we don't see these things. And Oranga Tamariki, the latest, I think they've taken newsroom.co.nz to court over this piece.
And well, the irony is that the media person for this particular news agency is a very experienced journalist in her own right, Linda Clark, which is interesting. But, you know, just watching the footage and that, it's so very disturbing. But, you know, bringing to light what happens on a daily, a weekly occurrence around the country. And the sad thing is, like watching the documentary, the mother, you know, hey, she hasn't been in trouble with the law. She doesn't drink. She doesn't do drugs. And you can see by the support in the, you know, the documentary of her whānau that she's, you know, part of a loving family.
Yeah, a strong network.
But just seeing the breaking down over that 45-minute documentary, you know, to the point where she just, you know, wanting to give up because of the constant barrage of, you know, social workers, you know, security at the at the birthing centre, you know, the police getting involved and whatnot. You know, you can only imagine the stress for, you know, especially a newborn you know, the mother just giving birth literally the day before.
So the news piece, like you said, shows the uplift or the night when Oranga Tamariki comes to actually take the baby. They attempted it many times during the 45-minute news piece or over a few days, and it wasn't until night time that they came to take the baby while the mother
cover
was
of night.
Exactly. While the mother was alone, she had no family. Her family and her midwives were not allowed to go into the hospital. Police were standing guard. And I'll get you to play a little bit of the news story, please, Brian.
How many police are there?
There's a lady in the bed.
Are they in your room with you?
No, they're all outside talking because they're
like
a baby, so they're probably making a plan to take
them
off me.
So I
reckon
they're not leaving
because
of me.
Don't you let
them
out of your arms?
Okay.
Where's my grandson?
Your grandson's inside. Okay, so there's an order there to uplift him, and that's what we're in for. The family court has decided that the child needs to be uplifted, and we just have to do that.
It's timely, the release of this documentary, because we're talking about the wellbeing budget, you know, that was released, 2 weeks ago. And one of the big drivers for the, you know, the government around mental health and well-being and, you know, what is it, social agencies. But it's good that this documentary is actually bringing or holding to account our state services. Now, there's not to say that there's not a need for this, because of course there are many instances where, you know, children find themselves in situations where they need to be taken away and, you know, put in, or, you know, for their own safety. But in instances where you can see, well, from what you see on the footage of the documentary, where the mum, as I said, is part of a loving whānau, very supportive, you know, and you can, the mother herself, just the thought of losing her child, you know, just the distress that she goes through, and she hasn't been in trouble with the law.
That exactly. Like, it was very distressing and very heartbreaking to watch, because it shows the true colours of how the system is against, you know, those with brown skin. I just have to say it like it is.
Yeah. And how the system, well, you know, skewed against people of colour.
Exactly.
And what's good is that, you know, conversations, however tough, will come, you know, as a result of this, you know, can bring change to agencies such as Oranga Tamariki, that not being a law unto themselves, but maybe even taking a look at the, you know, what are the core reasons behind what they do. You know, is it for the welfare of the child, or is it just power play?
Interesting that you brought that up, because I did see a comment online saying, do they have a quota for how many children that they have to uplift every week?
Yes.
Because if you think about it, if they don't uplift any children, or if there's no, you know, such cases that they need to deal with, is there even a need for their services to be around? Which, like you said, there's still a need for it, because as we know, there are situations where they are needed. But in terms of, you know, just uplifting for the sake of uplifting?
Yep.
It all seems a bit...
One thing I did have, you know, felt sorry for the social workers that were, you know, because their faces weren't pixelated or that. But the reporter, Melanie Reid, I think in one interview with RNZ, she was talking about, like, you know, she was willing to wear whatever backlash she received, you know, as a result of the documentary. But this is something worked on over the last 2 years.
I mean, I felt sorry for them, because they're doing what they're told to be doing.
You don't want to shoot the messenger.
But for me, it's like, surely as a social worker, you've got to see that something's not right there. And you've got to follow it up and maybe stand up for the vulnerable, for the families who can't stand up for themselves. Because hello, when you've got a government agency, the police and the justice system backing you, there's absolutely no way you're going to win unless it's uncovered in this way. And a lot of people have actually come out saying, you know, they've had their own experiences with this.
Wow.
And because we know that some of those stats are of Pacific, from Pacific people, if you have stories that are similar, or if you'd like to share a similar experience, please send us an email on 531breakfast@pmn.co.nz, or give us a call on 0800 000 531.